Light from a slit passes through a transmission diffraction grating of 400 lines per millimeter, which is located 2.5 meters from a screen. What are the distances on the screen from the unscattered slit image of the three brightest visible hydrogen lines? And these hydrogen lines we want to see, this is in the visible range, we want to look at the first order. All right, it's probably good then to draw a diagram to figure out where we are in this problem, which I have done. So this then is a transmission grating. You probably studied diffraction gratings back when you studied optics in an earlier introductory physics class. Remember that the 400 lines per millimeter, well, from that we want to get the distance between each line, and I'll show you how to do that in just a second. So here's the setup. We have a light coming in, scatters from the diffraction grating, goes out at an angle theta where the incident beam would hit the screen along this direction, and what they're asking for in the problem is what is the distances on the screen from the unscattered slit image. Well, this is the unscattered slit image, would be right here. So what we want to find then is this distance here that I've called y. We want to calculate y. All right, and we're given that x in this case is 2.5 meters. X is equal to 2.5 meters. Well, the equation for diffraction grating is d sine theta equal n lambda, where n is equal to the order of diffraction scattering. D is the distance between the slits. I've written that down here, distance between the slits, and lambda is the wavelength. So our problem said we wanted to consider first order scattering, so we only want to have n equal 1. So the distance between the slits is simply 1 over 400. And that distance then will be in millimeters. If we put 1 over 400 lines, the millimeter goes at the top, so we have a millimeter divided by 400 lines. And if you divide that out, you get the distance d between the slits to be 2.5 times 10 to minus 6 meters. And because this is 400, this turns out to be exactly 2.5. All right, what we were asked, though, to find in the problem, remember, is y. So let's figure out what y is. Y is equal to x times tangent of theta. In other words, y divided by x is equal to tangent of theta. So we can solve that for y. Y is equal to x times tangent of theta. X is 2.5 meters. And now what we want to do is to use this equation to determine what theta is. All right. So then we want to look up what the three brightest lines in hydrogen are. Okay, if you do that, you find that those three bright lines that you can see in the visible region are the red line, 656.5 nanometers. I call that lambda 1. The blue-green line, which is 486.3, I've called that lambda 2. And violet, 434.2 nanometers, I've called that 3. All right, using this equation we have here for sine theta, let's solve that for sine theta. We get sine theta equal lambda over d, or lambda over 2.5 times 10 to minus 6 meters. Because we determined d, the distance between the slits, is 2.5 times 10 to minus 6 meters. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to use this equation to determine theta. We're going to put lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda 3 in this equation and determine theta 1, theta 2, and theta 3. Then we're going to go back and put each of those values for theta 1, theta 2, and theta 3 in this equation and determine y1, y2, and y3. Okay? All right, this is sort of a multi-step problem, but at this point we sort of know what to do, so let's start doing the calculations, which I have done on the next page. Okay, as I said, for sine theta 1, I put in lambda 1, which is 656.5 nanometers. I go ahead and change it to meters, so I have everything in the international system. Notice the meters cancel out. For sine theta 1, I get 0.2626. Again, I've done this out to several significant figures. I get 15.2 degrees. Doesn't matter whether you do that in radians or degrees, as long as you find the tangent down here, and I get 0.681 meters for y1. Now I do the same thing for theta 2. I put in the wavelength for lambda 2. I find the sine of theta 2 to be, whoops, that is not meters, is it? That is dimensionless. The meters cancels out here, so I found a mistake in what I did. Theta 2 is 11.2 degrees, the angle whose sine is 0.195. And y2 is 2.5 meters times the tangent of that, and I get 0.496 meters. And finally, for the last one, lambda 3 is 434.2 nanometers. I get 0.1737 for the sine of the angle, which gives me 10 degrees. And for y3, I get 0.441 meters. So it looks like this one is the closest to the central ray. This is next, and that's the furthest away. So the three answers that we want are right here.